tribal members begin spearing walleye when the ice covering on lakes melts. We tagged along with brothers Nick and Jim Hawkins when they went out on Lake Nokomis about 8 o'clock at night. They aimed their flashlights into the water.
You see them. Walleye is really the only fish where his eyes will shine. Many times if they're in the weed, you don't see them. All you see is a streak going. So you just wait.
At the time, during the late 1980s, tribes in northern Wisconsin decided to exercise their right to spear on off-reservation lakes. Tribal leaders gathered in one town to remind members of the rights their ancestors secured for them to gather food on land ceded to the federal government.
And our grandfathers worked for those things. And when it came time to look out for us, even though they could not read what was on the paper, we were in their minds. And what they left us, we must stand up and protect.
However, the number of fish the tribes planned to harvest for food and to sell alarmed some townspeople. They insisted the tribes did not need that many and were depleting the resource.
It means my value of my property's gone down. It means the reason I moved up here 2 years ago from Illinois was for nothing. I have to sit and look at over a 3,000-acre lake and I can't fish on it.
It is not a racial issue. It's people whose lives are threatened, whose livelihoods are threatened, where tourism is threatened, or where the environment is threatened and the resources threatened.
That was Minocqua businessman Dean Christ. He sold what was called treaty beer, with the proceeds buying ads to criticize treaty rights.
These are your resources. Take the time to fight for them.
Christ also helped organize groups to gather at lakes where tribal members were spearfishing.
Go right down to the lake's edge. The object of it is that we should have equal access to the landing, not start a riot.
However, the demonstrations swelled, with protesters making noise and putting their own boats into the water to frighten away walleye. Some threw rocks, others taunted.
Get a job! Get a job! Get a job!
Night after night, officers arrested people, nearly 200 in all. A few deputies were injured in the process. Classes in some schools ceased because of student confrontations and bomb threats. State politicians worked to intervene, including then-Governor Tommy Thompson.
This evening I ask all people in northern Wisconsin, Indian and non-Indian, to refrain from confrontation, to respect the rights of others, and to help us maintain law and order.
Thompson asked federal Judge Barbara Crabb to end the spearing season early before state fishermen headed north onto the lakes. He said, quote, no walleye is worth someone getting killed. Crabb replied that the government could not renege on a treaty. Finally, tribal leader Mike Allen announced an early end to the off-reservation season. At the time, the tribes had harvested only one-third of what they had wanted.
This is a gesture of goodwill. Neither the state officials nor the people of northern Wisconsin deserve, but that we are freely offering them anyway.
In the years following, groups initiated programs in northern Wisconsin to bring together tribal and townspeople. Some schools did the same with students. In recent times, some residents have sided with tribes against mining. What has remained out of view is the depth of feelings over spearfishing. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.